What a day. Were you there? I think the prophecy of Isaiah at the beginning, first reading, said we were there. The weight of our sins crushed him. We were there. And we witnessed Judas, who was a believer of Jesus. He believed he was the Messiah, but it wasn't according to what he thought the plan was. He thought Jesus was going to take the Roman Empire and crush it in a warrior-like way. And he thought by turning Jesus in, he would accelerate that plan because it wasn't going fast enough on his own plan. Whose plan was he on? His plan or Jesus' plan? God the Father's plan. He was on his own plan. And how did that end up? Not so good. How many times do we not include God the Father in our own planning? It's interesting when I look back at my life and our lives together. And Sherry and I, one time that we let go and let God, that was very fruitful and at the same time very challenging. We have 3 children, but we actually have 4. The first one was a miscarriage. We never got to hold that baby. The doctors told us, do not try to have another child anytime soon. Sherry and I sat down and said, it's God's plan. And we, from that point, had our daughter Mackenzie and became pregnant within about 6 weeks of that last appointment with the doctor. So when we let go, God does give us gifts. And then we have Peter, who denied our Lord 3 times. But what did he do before? Jesus told him he was going to deny him. And Peter just vehemently said, I will not do that, Lord. I will be with you till the end of the age. I will put my life in front of you. And then we all know the story. And then Peter hears the cock crow. And he went and he wept and wept and wept. When have we denied our Lord? When have we just gone on our own path and chose to do something that we really know we should not have done? When we have sinned against our Lord, beautiful thing is we turn back to him and he receives us. He receives us. What is tonight all about? It's Jesus Christ on this cross. We know that the beauty of this whole, we know the story that he rose and he's rising to heaven in a couple of days. But the disciples didn't know that. Can you imagine being those disciples and Jesus is dying on that cross? And you're like, what in the world is going on around here? And not only are you dying on the cross, he's dying on the symbol that they saw as the most awful, awful symbol of death. The Romans crucified and took the lives of many and used it as a symbol of death. Isn't it remarkable today that we venerate this beautiful cross, that we have the sign of the cross as a sign of mercy, as a sign of grace, as a sign of forgiveness? So, were we there? The answer is yes. In the sins, he already knew what they were. All that God the Father wants us to do and all that Jesus has been pointing us to through this whole Lent is to come to his Father and repent and believe in his gospel. So I just challenge you tonight as you come forward and venerate the cross. Place on this cross your pains, your sorrows. Place your joys and your hopes. Place your heart and your soul, because that's what Jesus Christ did for you and me, his heart and his soul, because he wants us all to be with him and the Father in heaven. Amen.